This is Childhood Matters, presented by Interactive Parenting Media.
Childhood Matters.
For parents and everyone else who cares for or about kids.
We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing.
Here's your host, Rona Renner.
Good morning and welcome to Childhood Matters. President Obama has proclaimed June Great Outdoors Month, and today we'll look at how families can explore and enjoy nature. Summertime is a great time to be outside, and connecting with nature has so many benefits for everyone in the family. Dr. Robert Czar, president of the DC chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, is working to create a database and rating system for local parks that doctors can use to match the right parks to the right families. And then on his prescription pad, he prescribes nature. From a health perspective, there are good reasons for this. Dr. Czar says his top three are to combat asthma, which is often exacerbated by indoor pollutants, to lessen some of the symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which has been shown to respond well to outdoor play, and of course, to combat obesity. It also is a great way, I will add, to reduce stress. I hope that other doctors begin to advocate as well for nature as a balance to our busy, high-tech life. I'm Nurse Rona, and I'm here each week to present important topics to parents, grandparents, foster parents, childcare providers, big sisters, big brothers, or anyone who cares for and about children. Take a minute and think. Can you remember when you were a child exploring nature? Perhaps it was during the summer and you went to the beach, or maybe you climbed trees in your neighborhood, or maybe you were lucky enough to go on a camping trip. When I think about growing up in the projects in New York, I know that summer camp was the place in the country where I discovered something about myself that's really hard to put into words. I can still remember how it smelled and how I love being out in nature at night with the sounds and the stars and with some of my friends. And I didn't even mind the outdoor bathrooms. So take a moment and think about your experience in nature and think about your kids. Do they suffer from what Richard Louv calls nature deficit disorder? And what can you do to change that? The beauty of nature is all around. And for some, it's right outside your house. And for others, you have to go looking for a plot of grass to sit on or a stream to throw pebbles in. There are many ways we can connect to nature, and today we'll talk with you about some. If you want to be part of the conversation, call us at 877-372-KIDS. That's 877-372-5437. You can also email at info@childhoodmatters.org. Joining me in the studio is Rue Mapp. She's the founder of Outdoor Afro, a community that reconnects African Americans with natural spaces and one another. And this is done through activities such as camping, hiking, biking, fishing, gardening, and skiing. She has also served as the development associate for Golden Gate Autobahn. She's been an analyst for Morgan Stanley. And sirs, she was an entrepreneur for the game store It's Your Move in Oakland. Rue serves on the board of advisors for the Children and Nature Network, and she is a fellow with the Center for Whole Communities and currently works as a program officer for the Stewardship Council. Rue visited the White House in 2010 to participate in a think tank to inform the rollout of Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative. And recently, she returned from a White House conference on Americans' Great Outdoors, and she's the mother of three. Rue Mapp, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Great to have you here in studio. And we're joined by a colleague of yours, Avery Cleary. She's the founder and executive director of Hooked on Nature. She's the chair of the Children and Nature Network's Grassroots Leadership Team and co-founder of the San Francisco Bay Area Children in Nature Collaborative. For over 20 years, she's been a spokesperson and an advocate for reuniting people in nature. She has a background in early childhood education and community organizing. Her work has taken her into boardrooms, city council and law enforcement offices, juvenile justice programs, neighborhood meetings, and classrooms, where she's witnessed time and again the power people have to inspire each other when they feel hope, focus on solutions, and explore ways to integrate nature into their lives. As a first-time grandma, she's experiencing the world of nature through the eyes of her 9-month-old granddaughter. Avery Clearly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here with you guys.
So I'm going to start off with you, Rue. Tell us about Outdoor Afro and what inspired you to use social media as a way to connect with people and organizations that support participation in the outdoors.
That's a great question and an often asked question. Back in 2009, I had a professional crisis where I graduated from Berkeley into a very tough economy. And I said, you know, I want to make sure that my life has purpose more than just getting a job. And I talked to a mentor and she asked me the question, you know, what would you do with your time if you had all the resources in the world? What would you do? And I said, I would find a way to reconnect African Americans to the outdoors using this new kid on the block, social media at the time. She looked at me and she said, I didn't know that about you. And in that moment, I realized that my inner passion and what I was doing on the outside of my life were not in sync. Because I love the outdoors all my life, my parents, who were from the American South, inspired in me deeply from the time I was a child a love of the outdoors, an unstructured love of the outdoors. So it was in that moment that I knew that I could find a way using this new technology to connect with people who, like me, thought they were the only ones. And I realized quickly that when you put together all the only ones, we're actually quite numerous. So Outdoor Afro is not just about sharing these resources with people who look like me, but also to connect them to one another and to provide visual images and positive representation to shift our perception of who engages with the outdoors and the many ways we can.
And, you know, not being African-American, I find that your website is fabulous for everyone.
Absolutely.
And I love the idea that you focused on really changing also the image of who's outdoors. And I love the pictures. I love the recipes and everything you're doing. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Avery Clearly, and how did you get hooked on nature and start that organization with that name? And also tell us a little bit about the wide-reaching work you're doing to advocate and educate families.
Well, one of my earliest and fondest memories is being in my grandmother's garden. And I didn't know it at the time, but there's something that can happen to the human heart when we connect with nature. And the Sierra Club talks about having transcendent experiences. And the Audubon Society says it's one of their goals to have kids have an aha experience. So these are something that you can't teach, you can't program it, but you can create the space for that to occur. And that happened to me in my grandmother's garden, I believe in large part because of her connection to the land and what she was growing. It also seems I was born with a passion for fairness and justice, and hence my interest in doing community organizing. And as long as I can remember, I've had a love of children. I started babysitting when I was 10, my education is early childhood. So 10 years ago, when I heard Jane Goodall say that without a connection to nature, she didn't know exactly what was happening to children, but she felt they were losing their childhood. That affected me deeply and sparked something in me, and I knew that the next phase of my work would be helping children get connected to nature. So really, my work with Hooked on Nature and the reason for starting it and my interest in working with the Children in Nature Network is really about empowerment, empowering parents and grandparents to feel excited, to feel confident about getting kids out in nature. It's also about empowering organizations to bring nature into their existing programs and empowering young people to move into leadership roles within their community, the organizations there, and the whole movement to connect children and nature.
Thank you for that. I'm so inspired by both of you. And it's true. There's something about childhood that needs to be in relationship. Children need to be in relationship with nature, and there are barriers. People are struggling, and I'd love to hear from people this morning. 1-877-372-KIDS. How do you spend time in nature with your kids, and what are the barriers you face in terms of enjoying the great outdoors, and maybe something about the benefits you see as well? We're going to start right away with our calls. Looks like we have Oswaldo on the line from Livermore. This is someone who I know who used to call in back in the day. I haven't heard from for a while. Oswaldo, great to hear from you.
Good morning, Rana.
Good morning. Yeah. How are you?
It's been 8 years that I've been calling you guys. I wouldn't be able to raise my son on my own if I didn't have your childhood better.
Well, thank you so much, and it's really good to hear from you. How old is your son now?
Skyler's 9, and he'll be 10 on September 2nd.
Wow, that's great. So what about this subject? What questions do you have? What interests you, Oswaldo?
Yeah, you know, with my dear schedule and him being with me almost full-time, I try to integrate into nature as much as I can because, you know, I grew up in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, by the beach, University of the Street, and nature, lots of nature, because Rio is surrounded by mountains and beach. But come summertime, it's Taekwondo, it's swimming, and then I take him out to play basketball at night. I have only maybe once every 2 weeks to take him to Pinson Beach or Mountaineer.
You know, we're having a little trouble with your phone line. I think what you're saying is that, you know, you're from Brazil and you've had lots of time with, you know, perhaps taking him there. And that you struggle because there are so many things you're doing. He's doing swimming, he's doing Taekwondo, he's doing other things, and you're trying to figure out how to sort of fit nature with your schedule. Is that right, Oswaldo?
Right.
Okay.
And also because a child at that age has their personal opinion.
Yeah, right. Right. That's really important. Let's address that, just because, again, it's a little hard to hear with your phone. A child has their own opinions. How do you fit it all in? Roomap, what do you say to that?
Well, you know, I'm a mom of 3 school-age children, 14, 9, and 8, and I completely empathize with that point of view. Even given the work that I do, the passion that I have, it sometimes doesn't translate squarely each time in getting my own kids out. But, you know, as parents, we are the leadership of the family, and we can set the example by sharing our passion for the outdoors and to really not give up on that, because I find that even when I have initial resistance from my children, once we get out there in nature, the answer is yes, yes, yes. And they come back transformed and happy. And so I really want to encourage parents that yes, you were leading your children in the right direction when you head out into nature. And I really want to emphasize that children are genuinely inspired when they have the chance.
Yeah, Avery, I feel what Rue is saying is absolutely right. Anything more for Oswaldo?
Yeah, the other thing I would say is maybe some baby steps to get the kids more interested. And I absolutely agree about parents being the leadership and grandparents being the leadership. So it might be as simple as you expressing your own gratitude for nature and sharing stories of what you did as a child, and then planning adventures, age-appropriate adventures with them so that they could do the same thing that you did as a child.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And Oswaldo, you know, it sounds to me like, you know, swimming is wonderful. That's water. You're outdoors often, sometimes indoors. Taekwondo is good. Kids nowadays of your son's age, 9 to 10, are very interested in media and electronics. So it is really up to you to say, you know, this weekend we're going to take a hike, and because you love it too, and let's look at the map, and we have some choices of where we're going to go, but this is what we're going to do. And sometimes you bring a friend along for your son, and that makes it all that much more fun. So it's a balancing act, and just keep in mind the value of it, and I think you'll be great. I'm going to send you a book that someone sent to us. It's called A Walk for Sunshine. It's the Appalachian Trail. That's right. People go there for real good reasons. And he did this walk, and it's a video and a book, and he did it for charity because of his brother's disability. And so I think this will be fun, and you might be able to watch this together with your son. Oswaldo, great to hear from you.
Thank you very much, Rana.
Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You be real well now.
You know, Rana, I'm also just thinking that stargazing and night hikes and even in night walks, even just around your neighborhood to see the night sky, can really be intriguing for kids, and it won't interrupt your daily schedule.
That's a great point. You could have flashlights, and you can get a tent in the backyard.
Yeah, you know, I think this also speaks to the number one barrier of those in the outdoor Afro community, and it's not the fear as much as it is about time. There's a perception that engaging with nature takes a lot of time, but an evening walk after dinner for 10 or 15 minutes. It's about breaking it up into smaller chunks and engaging with nature in a meaningful and impactful way. It doesn't have to be a whole afternoon or a whole day.
You know, I realize that my dog died many years ago, but I used to go to Point Isabel, which is this wonderful dog park, you know, nearby me. And I used to go there, and it's near the water, and I'd walk the dog. And I realized that was one way I got outside. It wasn't a big deal. You know, it was like an hour and a half. And I realized recently that I missed it. My dog brought me there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it doesn't have to take a long time. Let's take another call. We have Pramila with us from Milpitas this morning. Hi, Pramila.
Hi, Rona. Good morning.
Great to hear from you.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, our phone is sound. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if that's our line or not, but we'll have you keep talking and let me see if I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we take our son to hikes quite a bit, many times together, and many times just my husband and my son have gone.
You know, I remember, Pramila, when I think this was back about 3 or 4 years ago when we did a book club and we sent you the book, The Last Child in the Woods by Richard Louv. And, you know, his new book is called The Nature Principle. It's another beautiful book that I'll be sure and send you today. But you were on that show. Did that help you get engaged with nature?
Yeah, actually, I had read the book and it was amazing how...
You know, Pramila, I'm having so much trouble, and I'm afraid that cracky noise we're hearing is on the air. Can you send an email at info@childhoodmatters.org and tell me a couple more things you were going to say? Because I know that you started taking your son out for hikes because I would see the pictures on Facebook. And I got the sense that it just so inspired you to do more. And I'm having so much trouble hearing you that I think I'm going to have to move on. So I just want to thank you for calling in this morning, and let's see if we can figure out how to get you on without that noise. We have The Nature Principle. It's Richard Louv's book, and he's the person who wrote The Last Child in the Woods. And I get happy when I think about the fact that reading that book for you many years ago inspired you to make a change. And for many people, you might not have been brought up with going out into nature, and that inspiration came. And Avery, were you one of those people? Or
well, what I'd love to share is that Richard's book has really catalyzed a whole movement in this country called Family Nature Clubs. And that's just another great way for what parents have found is sometimes it's a little harder to get your kids out with just the family. But people are forming clubs simply by asking their neighbors if they want to go outside, similar to what Rue's doing with Outdoor Afro, but people just looking at their own social circle and beginning to invite people. And several of these clubs have come into being, and the kids are just excited now to go because their friends are going.
And I'd love to hear more about that. I like this idea of the clubs, and I want to talk more with you about how you go out into nature with your kids. In a moment, we'll take your call.
Pick up the phone and get involved.
Call now at 1-877-372-KIDS.
You're listening to Childhood Matters.
More with Rona Renner after this.
Here's this week's Childhood Matters community calendar with events for parents and kids. The California Academy of Sciences is having their free day this Wednesday, June 15, opening at 9:30. For more information, call 415-379-8000. That's 415-379-8000. Sign up in advance for the free Excel basic classes every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 to 7:30 at Opportunity Junction in Antioch. For more information, call 925-776-1133. That's 925-776-1133. Celebrate Father's Day early for the Dad and Me get-together at the Coyote Point Park in San Mateo this Saturday, June 18, 11 to 3. For more information, call 650-802-5090, 650-802-5090. Contra Costa is offering free whooping cough shots for teens and preteens at various locations throughout the county, such as the Liberty Adult Education Center in Brentwood, which will be providing free vaccines every Tuesday to Thursday, 3:30 to 6:30, June 13th to June 27th. For more locations and information, call 925-313-6767. That's 925-313-6767. The Gonzales branch of the Monterey County Free Libraries are offering free adult computer and internet basics classes every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. For more information, call 831-675-2209. That's 831-679-2209. The West County First Five Center in San Pablo is hosting free prenatal yoga classes Wednesday, June 15, 1 to 2. For more information, call 510-232-5650. That's 510-232-5650. Come see the Bobcats and River Otters chow down, plus all kinds of other fun and interesting activities at Curiosity this week, Tuesday to Sunday. The museum's open at 10 a.m. For more information on activities and upcoming exhibits, call 650-342-7755. That's 650-342-7755. For additional information on events, call 510-663-5437. And to submit information, email info@childhoodmatters.org.
Childhood obesity is at an all-time high, and the earlier you take action to help your child have a healthy weight, the better. But good nutrition for young children isn't always easy. Here are some tips to encourage healthy eating. Make fruits and vegetables a priority. It's recommended that young children eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Include at least 1 fruit or vegetable with every meal and snack. Also, offer your child a variety of healthy food choices. Children may need to try a new food 10 times or more before they like it. If your child doesn't want to eat something, try again another time. Don't force your child to eat anything. And limit high sugar and high fat foods, including junk foods, fast foods, flavored drinks, and soft drinks. Use food for nourishment and not as a treat or a reward. For more nutrition tips, contact your local Bay Area First Five County Commission by visiting first5kids.org/bay.
Brought to you in part by your local First Five.
My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
We continue with Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by your local First Five.
Join in the conversation at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Here's more with Nurse Rona on Childhood Matters.
Today we're talking with Rue Mapp, founder of Outdoor Afro and program officer for the Stewardship Council, and Avery Cleary. She is the founder and executive director of Hooked on Nature, chair of the Children in Nature Network's grassroots leadership team, and co-founder of the San Francisco Bay Area Children in Nature Collaborative. I'm going to see if we can get Pramila on the air again, because I really wanted to hear what she had to say. Pramila?
Hi, Rona.
Oh, good. There you are. I can hear you better now.
Yeah.
So, Pramila, sorry. You started taking your son for hikes.
Right. I think that was about probably 2009 onwards. We started taking him for a hike. Earlier, we used to go a long time ago before our son was born, but never after him. And I think I did read the book, and I started going initially a bit with him, but I think I was not strong enough, and then we were a bit discouraged. So it's, you know, it has to work both ways. You have to be stronger as an individual in terms of your own growth, and then take them along.
And you mean stronger? Do you mean physically stronger, or do you just mean more courageous?
Both ways. You have to kind of work on your own stamina levels too, because if you can do the distance, then you feel more confident of going out, and also you have to take the initiative of going out too.
Yes. So, and I want to ask you, did you inspire other parents? You posted very beautiful pictures on Facebook often of you and your son hiking early in the morning on Sundays. Did you inspire other families?
It's right. It seems like, you know, everybody we know has been hiking and has been taking their kids out a lot for the hikes. Everybody in our circle or around us or who we've come to know. So that's been really nice to see. Initially, my husband was hiking a bit, and then I think he also kind of got encouraged into 2008 a bit into it.
Good, Pramila. So it's a family thing. And, you know, Avery, you were saying something before the break about nature clubs. And I think there's a way in which we can inspire each other for sure. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's the Children in Nature Network has a fabulous set of resources on their website. And one of them is a toolkit called Nature Clubs for Families Toolkit. And the reason it was created was because Rich going out and speaking inspired some people to start nature clubs just by sharing what he was sharing. And we talked to those people and put their kind of best practices or what they did mm-hmm. to start into this toolkit. So it's really a story of what other families have done. And just to help inspire each other. And there's also a place on the Children in Nature Network website called CNN Connect, where you can actually share photos, you can talk with other parents.
That's great. And it's CNNN. It's not CNN, right?
Right. And it's the Children and Nature Network.
And right. And you were also saying the same thing about inspiration.
Absolutely.
Rue.
Absolutely. On outdoorafro.com, if you click on the link, Get Out, people are actually hooking up locally where they are. And I think one of the things that we want to not lose touch with is that nature is actually much closer to us than we realize, and that there are opportunities to bring nature home versus having to go somewhere over there. I recognize that there are a number of people who have transportation barriers, for instance. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we're surrounded by open spaces, but have very limited public transportation options to get there. And so I also want to encourage people to think about how they can do things like cook outdoors or have a balcony garden or do some things right in their own neighborhood with their neighbors in ways that are both structured and unstructured to bring the experience of nature close to them, and they don't feel like they're missing out as much if they can't away to some of the more marquee destinations.
Good. And Pramila, I just want to say that maybe you could go to the Childhood Matters Facebook page and once in a while post a picture of you and your son on that mountaintop or that hike. And I think that will be an inspiration to other parents. And I think it's small steps. You don't have to feel like you have to do that 5-mile hike, but you can start with that, you know, quarter mile hike. Pramila, thank you for calling us back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we will send you The Nature Principle by Richard Louv. Take good care now.
Childhood Matters.
Childhood Matters.
Tips for parents, direction for the kids.
Childhood Matters.
With Rona Renner.
Let's take more calls. We have Dora with us from San Jose. Good morning, Dora.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Great to hear from you. So what's your experience with your kids and nature? Any questions you have?
Well, see, a couple of years ago, in the tech museum, I could get a week on for my kids.
At the tech museum?
For Galileo, yeah. Galileo was giving like scholarships to the kids for the parents that don't have the economy, the money to pay for
a scholarship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it, but with this economy, that didn't work out anymore. So we applied, but of course, it's really hard to give away for so many people. And I wish that it'll be a cheaper way for kids to spend the summer, especially for the parents that, me being Hispanic, we sometimes don't have the means to pay for them to spend the whole summer doing something.
That's right.
What we try to do is take them outdoors, go to the park. I don't know, last week I planted, I never do planting, I did planting with my son.
Planting? You know? You planted a garden or vegetables?
Yeah, we had tomatoes and chilies, and Well, I never planned that I experienced something with him, because he loves the outdoors. He was on a trip to the, for a fifth grader, he went to a camp, for a science camp. And he was thrilled with the science.
Yes. And that's, you know, you raise a great point here, and I'd like our guests to address it, that, you know, there are these wonderful camps that do the work of taking our kids outdoors, and sometimes we just can't afford them. They're really expensive, and there are scholarships. But it means that it's back onto us to figure out things like doing a garden or going someplace. And you live in San Jose, and I know nearby there are some great areas, and there are parks to go to. Rue, how do you help people who say, you know, I don't have the money for some of these programs?
Yeah, in addition to transportation, which was mentioned earlier, economic barriers are very real. And looking at some of the prices of camps and programs can produce quite a bit of sticker shock. So what I tell people to do is to ask for a campership or a scholarship. I find that over 90% of the time when you ask the question, there's some money, if not 100% of the money available based on your income, often not publicized. So I really want to encourage people, especially in the summertime, recognizing that parents have to work and want their children to have meaningful outdoor experiences, to ask about camperships and scholarships, with positive results often.
That's a good point. And also take turns with neighbors. See if you could find other parents who you could take the kids someplace together, a few kids at a time. Mm-hmm. I remember also hiring, you know, sort of a teenager who I trusted to take my kids some places. Avery, Dora lives in San Jose area. There are a lot of places in the South Bay to be outdoors. Any thoughts about that for her? On your website, are there suggestions?
I think connecting with the Children in Nature Collaborative here. There's a website there, and I think there. If you Google Children and Nature, San Jose, you and places to go, there are a number of websites now. There's the Nature Rocks website. I think National Wildlife Federation is creating one called Find Nature or something like that. So we're still in the process of getting up to speed. You know, the ideal will be when people can just punch to type their zip code in. But there are a lot of parks departments also who say that some of their programs are undersubscribed. So I think it's just a matter of really kind of looking around, talking to a lot of people and seeing what's in your area.
Yeah, and go to the Parks and Recreation Department, and sometimes they have suggestions. Rue?
I agree. Your local public parks are a tremendous and often underlooked resource. But speaking specifically to her geographic region in San Jose, Hidden Villa Ranch as well as Slide Ranch may be two options where you can call and find out what's available for this. Some of those are very highly regarded programs. And in fact, I went to Hidden Villa when I was 9 years old, and it's still going strong as a program.
You know, Dora, thank you for what you said. And I think, again, if people in neighborhoods could get together more and talk about these things, and I think it sometimes is a way to make community happen around nature. Dora, we happen to have some tickets to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Now, it is indoors, but it is nature. And it's beautiful there. Would you like to take your children to the Monterey Bay Aquarium?
Of course. My son loves anything that has to do with nature and animals, and he'll be thrilled with that.
So all you have to do is figure out a way to get there, and we'll send you some tickets, Dora. And thank you for that. And I think, you know, brainstorm with your kids around this also to figure out. Let's look at our maps and let's figure out how we could do some adventures. I appreciate you calling this morning. Take good care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's take another call. We have Keisha now from Oakland with us. Good morning, Keisha.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us about how you've managed to figure this out in terms of getting kids. You have an 8-year-old and 11-year-old.
Correct. So, you know, I just wanted to share that when I was growing up, we did not do many activities outside. We probably spent a lot of time in front of the TV, and I kind of feel like that hurts me and my siblings, in that, you know, our lives, we just weren't open to new experiences. And when we were exposed to new experiences, we were really uncomfortable with them. And so now with my own kids, I make it a point to get outside and do new things outside as often as possible. So we've done things like we go to family camp as many times as often as we can. So we've been maybe 3 or 4 times. And
which family camp was this that you went to? Which one?
It's actually the Oakland's family camp. So it's Oakland Feather River Camp, and it's in Quincy, California.
Great.
And it's a wonderful place to go with your family. It can be a bit expensive, but they do have they offer camperships for the kids, which kind of helps with the cost. But other than that, we go hiking a lot in our neighborhood or in the parks, like in Joaquin Miller Park here in Oakland. My kids have gone through a boating program through the city of Oakland at the Sailboat House, and it's a summer camp, and that has been just great.
Mm-hmm.
For me, getting out on the water and sailing
That's
a boat,
right.
I never would have done that.
And I know in Oakland there's a rowing program, too. You can get them out on the water, and there's Lake Merritt. I mean, there's nature right there, right? You get to walk around the lake.
Right.
And it sounds to me like, Keisha, also you've decided to model this kind of enthusiasm for your kids.
Correct.
And that goes a long ways, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I see a confidence in them with being outside and doing new things outside that I just didn't have as a kid. So it's nice to see.
Keisha, I'm so glad. I actually met Keisha at family camp a few years back, and there's something about the camp experience and just to back to what you said, Rona, about getting neighbors together. There's a bond that happens in nature between individuals that has brought my family close to her family because it was an experience we shared over time in nature.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, Keisha, I have The Nature Principle by Richard Louv. It sounds like it might be a good book to send to you, and it's inspirational. And I think it's important, you know, there is sometimes a stereotype also about Oakland, like Oakland's not a place where people are out in nature. And I think what's important is that, you know, join us on Facebook, too, besides Outdoor Afro, and put ideas out there and tell people about the things you're finding in your neighborhood that really inspires you and your kids. Thank you so much for calling us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye, Keisha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
And you mentioned, Avery, the nature circles. Again, this is a way to try and bring people together.
Yes.
Around nature.
Yes, by doing really simple experiences together, you know, or asking questions even at the dinner table. You know, if you were a bird, where would you like to live? You know, something that simple, or to go out and find your favorite tree and then share it with each other. So to really think of talking about nature in a circle, you know, whether it's 2 people or 10 people, but to really have an experience and then share it, because we all want to be heard and we all want people to share in our experiences.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'm just thinking about my daughter who just went on a backpacking trip with her 6-year-old grandson and her husband, and I can't wait to hear about what his experience was like. And, you know, it's, again, we model this for our kids. So if you need to get support, get a friend, and do some exploring. Today we're talking about nature and what barriers there are, but also really encouraging people to figure out how to increase your connection with trees and water and the stars and the things that really transform us. And in a moment, we'll take your call.
Childhood Matters.
Helpful advice, inspiration, and resources for parents.
Get involved. Call 1-877-372-KIDS.
June is Pride Month, and here at Childhood Matters, we want to remind you to respect and honor the diversity of individuals all throughout the Bay Area. Did you know that more than 60% of LGBT students report having been harassed in school for their sexual orientation and gender expression within the last year alone? Help educate those around you to end the harassment, and remember, you can make a difference to change someone else's life. Take a stand and speak up against harassment.
This is Nurse Rona letting you know that you can connect with Childhood Matters anytime on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes. Now you can get the latest tips, resources, book recommendations, and share your thoughts with other parents and become part of our virtual community. As always, you can sign up for our podcasts and download past shows, community reports, and interviews. Visit childhoodmatters.org to learn more. That's childhoodmatters.org. And tell your friends.
Tobacco smoke is full of toxic chemicals that are harmful to young children's growing bodies. Exposure to secondhand smoke increases kids' risk for developing asthma, ear infections, and other health problems. Protect your child by creating smoke-free environments. Do not smoke near your child or allow others to smoke inside your home. And in the car, follow the law. In California, it is illegal to smoke in a car with a child passenger. Most important, be a role model. Kids are more likely to become smokers if their parents smoke. The best thing you can do to protect your family's health and your health is to quit smoking. For free help to quit smoking, call the California Smokers Helpline at 1-800-NO-BUTS. That's 1-800-662-8887. Or visit tobaccofreeca.com. And for more information about early childhood development, contact your local Bay Area First 5 County Commission by visiting first5kids.org/bay and first5california.com/parents. Brought to you by your local First 5.
We all aspire to live happy and fulfilled lives and raise our children with these values. But the stresses we face day to day can get in our way. Find support with Nurse Rona's podcast, Happiness Matters, with Dr. Christine Carter, author of Raising Happiness, where you'll learn about the science and art of cultivating these values and passing them on to the children in your lives. This podcast is available on our website or on iTunes. For more information, visit us at childhoodmatters.org.
First 5 offers all new and expecting parents in California a free kit for new parents, available in English, Spanish, Korean, Vietnamese, Mandarin, and Cantonese. With a retail value of $75, First 5's kit for new parents is filled with information and gives parents all the tools they need to feel confident as they welcome a child into their lives. To order your free kit, call 1-800-543-7025. Brought to you by your local First 5.
We continue with Childhood Matters, brought to you in part by your local First 5.
Join in the conversation at 1-877-372-KIDS.
Here's more with Nurse Rona on Childhood Matters.
Today we're talking with Rue Mapp, founder of Outdoor Afro, and Avery Cleary. She's the founder and executive director of Hooked on Nature. And we're talking about getting outside and playing with our kids. Let's take a listen to an interview that our producer did with some folks.
I'm associate producer Lorenzo Plazola, and I'm talking to some people about spending time in the outdoors with a family. So what outdoor summer activities did you and your family do growing up?
Well, it was mostly going to parks, like barbecues. Extended family would be all together. So during the summer, it was a lot of just going out to the local park, doing barbecues all day. Or there was a nice lake about half an hour from where we live, where we used to go. We used to go and get there early. And then basically just stay there till they closed it out.
We went camping one summer. We went to the Chabot Camping Center for like 2 days. I remember we went to some park in San Francisco like a couple of times, and we did some barbecuing, but that was about it. We didn't really go outside that much as a family.
And what was your favorite part of being outside, you know, doing outside activities?
Being out there, was always games and stuff. They would always bring a ball or something, and it was always just fun being out there on a hot day.
Well, as a kid, I guess it was just fun to be with my family and have that connection. Like, we would, you know, play catch and things like that. It was fun to run around and just be outside.
Was it something that happened often, or was it sporadic?
During the summer, I would say probably maybe once a month, with the weekends maybe being something smaller, maybe, you know, the family coming over and having some kind of barbecue or some kind of food.
My parents would work a lot, so there wasn't really much time to go out and spend money, because we didn't really have that much money growing up, so it was a luxury to go out, basically.
And how important do you think it is to a child's development to experience outdoor time with the family?
I think it's important because it really creates a connection between the child and the parent.
I think it's really important to be outside with the family, and you build a bond. Definitely, especially with your immediate family.
You don't think you can find the same bonding, I guess, being a little bit more indoorsy, per se?
Yeah, but it's when you're indoors, everybody can, you know, from what I can see, it's just either on their phone, or if you're younger, you're playing on some kind of game console, or they're watching TV, and being a Mexican family, you got your mom, or maybe even your dad watching Mexican soap operas. So everybody kind of goes around about their own business, and it's not until you have some kind of special event, or you go out to the outdoors, that you get distracted from all those actual distractions. You actually enjoy being with your immediate family.
For Childhood Matters, I'm Lorenzo Plazola.
Thank you, Lorenzo, and thank you for those voices. You said a lot of important things, but I'm going to move on to calls, and I'll have my guests here hold your comments, because we have Zach Pine with us, and I want to hear from him. He's the with Nature Sculpture and so many other things. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Mona.
Well, did you get a chance to hear this piece that we just did?
I did, and I've been here listening to the show from the beginning, so
yeah.
I've had a lot of great ideas.
Well, you know, you're out there on the beaches and out in nature doing all kinds of stuff that doesn't cost a thing, right?
That's right. So I work in the Bay Area connecting people with nature through creating with nature. That might look like making mud pies, making sandcastles, fairy houses, towers of rocks. Letting your imagination run wild with natural materials in natural places. And those are free art supplies, of course, falling from the trees and found on the ground. So it's cheap. You can do it anywhere. And it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And, Zach, how do you inspire people to take that sort of first step and kind of explore more possibilities?
Well, there are two different first steps here. One first step is, if I'm with families or children, is the first step of getting people to start that creative process. And another first step is helping parents to bring their children and encourage them to take the first step. So I try to model, how do you start? And the best thing is, as an adult, to connect with your child. When see what they're interested in, let them take the first step, and then join in for a moment if they need a little bit of help at the start. But it doesn't take much. If you provide the right place and you give people permission to create with nature, they'll just do it. Just go to any beach and you'll see the sandcastles being made.
That's right. Take a nature walk by your house and collect things and then make a collage out of it, right?
Right. Or, you know, Rue was talking about how you don't have to go to wilderness or open spaces, how there's a lot of, you know, urban places that have a little bit of nature. If there's a tree that's dropping its leaves on the sidewalk outside your house, those leaves, you can pick them up, and right on the spot, you can make them into a fairy house at the base of that tree.
You know, Zach, we have a few more calls we're going to try and squeeze in here. Zach, how can people find out about the work you're doing?
They can visit naturesculpture.com, and I do free events during the summertime, so check out what's going on there and come join me.
Naturesculpture.com. I know he also dances at Ashkenaz, so lots of good things. Thank you, Zach Pine. Let's squeeze in a call here. We have Carol from San Mateo. You have a question for us.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is that this summer I wanted to start taking my son overnight camping. He's 5 now. But I haven't camped a lot in a long time myself, and so I'm wondering if there's some sort of resource. I'm just a little bit nervous about it, so I feel like I need like a checklist or some resource to know how to camp with little kids.
Good. Rue?
Well, there's a lot of resources online, and I would suggest checking out your local REI. REI has a wealth of videos as well as classes within their store that really cover the basics. And they have lists that you can get online or at their store to get you started. And they have a really deep commitment for people just like you, not the expert, but people who want to get get started right away and who've not been in a long time.
And there are places like, I know at Tilden Park, there are places where you can go close by overnight to camp. In San Mateo, I'm not sure of the specifics, but you can check with your local park and recreation?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's almost certainly some resources there. Also would recommend checking out the American Camp Association website. They also have a lot of different accredited camps that you may be able to plug into as a family.
Good. And I would also suggest, Carol, is find someone you know who also has done this. And, you know, you could put out the word to your friends and go together. And that sometimes really helps. I'm going to send you the Nature Principle. Thank you for calling. We're going to try and fit in a call here from Ming, and it looks like Ming, you have a question for us from San Francisco.
I do. I work in the Western Addition neighborhood, where there is not only high incidence of obesity, but also low income and high violence. And I was wondering what your thoughts were for tips for getting these families out in nature when they feel that the places that they have are unsafe.
Mm-hmm. Really important question, because sometimes we do really need to get out of our neighborhoods in order to find that place. So I'm thinking about Dolores Park, for instance. You know, it's not very far. You can take a bus or you can take a subway, and it's beautiful. I go there. I mean, there's a lot of fun people out there. But, you know, it is important to figure this out.
Yeah, and also, I cannot emphasize enough to take advantage of, we're very blessed in the San Francisco Bay Area to have so many different parks and agencies there to help us. So do check with your park and recreation department, and also Golden Gate Park, which is actually near your community, that closes to motor traffic so that skating and other activities are safe.
Avery?
Yeah, and I'm also just, I have a wealth of resources here, so I'm thinking Bay Area Wilderness Training is an organization to check out. Inner City Outings through the Sierra Club. And the East Bay Regional Parks have a fabulous website, and there are people that you can contact on there, call them up, ask them, they'll be happy to help.
And I think, Ming, you're really addressing a question that has to do with, you know, there is violence and in neighborhoods. And I think there's a way in which when community people come together and they say, we need to do something different here together, and we need as a group to go on an excursion, we need to be able to feel that we can do this for our kids. It takes a certain kind of encouragement, doesn't it, Rue?
Absolutely. And I think that community coming together and even just being present in your local parks, because we find that oftentimes parks will go feral if no one in the community uses them. And so we have often these even postage stamp spaces right in walking distance to where we live, that if we show up as a community, those places can be transformed and serve the community for its
Thank you. And Ming, thank you so much for your call. And I think it's a key question. We're just about out of time. Carol, would you give us a final shout out here about what you know about the subject?
Sure. I'll be fast. What I've realized is that taking my kids on a hike to a trail or just somewhere in nature, it doesn't take a lot of time. So you don't have to think of it as something that's going to be
half
the day or the whole day.
That's right.
Yesterday, my husband had to catch a flight. We only had about an hour and a half to spend some time as a family, so I threw a lunch together in a backpack. And there's a trail close by our house. And, I mean, my kids resist.
They resist. And then there you are. You're having a picnic, and everyone feels better. Carol, we're out of time. Rue offered to send one of her mugs for Outdoor Afro, and we'll get your address, and we'll send it to you. And keep encouraging your neighbors and friends as well. Avery, tell us how people can find out more about Hooked on Nature.
HookedOnNature.org is the website. And I'd also encourage people to go to childrenandnature.org. Just to say, the issue of being fearful about getting outside, nobody will mess with a whole group of people is what one of the family club leaders said.
That's
so
right.
Get your friends to go with you.
That's Avery,
right.
Clearly you do amazing work. RuMap, your website?
OutdoorAfro.com. And please like us on Facebook. We're approaching our 3,000th fan, and I've got a $25 REI gift certificate for that lucky person.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
And I'm so grateful to my team, Felsha Zuschlag and Lorenza Plazzolo at the controls. My gratitude to my kids, Pei, Mara, Matt, and Karina. You have gotten me outdoors a lot, and thank you for that. This is Rona saying goodbye until next week. And remember, spend time with your child. Don't forget to take good care of yourself. Childhood matters, and so do you.
You've been listening to Childhood Matters.
Produced by Collins Media Services and presented by the nonprofit Interactive Parenting Media.
We are family.
Join us again for Childhood Matters. Find out more at childhoodmatters.org.